This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارِك على سيدنا محمدٍ في الأولين، اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارِك على سيدنا محمدٍ في الآخرين، اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارِك على سيدنا محمدٍ في الملأ الأعلى إلى يوم الدين. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. I am to address a very sensitive subject which is becoming an epidemic, to say the least, in the world in general, the Muslim world in particular, the subject of pornography, watching sexual material, whether online, television, cable, magazine, whatever it is. A study was made. The first 10 countries in the world who search for sexual materials on the Google engine, 6 out of them are Muslims. And I'm not going to name any of them. I don't want to offend anyone who is a citizen of these countries. But actually, number one country in the world searching for sexual materials online is a Muslim country. Brothers and sisters in Islam, there are two types of fitan which our hearts get exposed to: trials and tribulations, based on hadith Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman radiyallahu an, are presented to the hearts. تعرض الفتن على القلوب كعرض الحصير عودا 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 عودا. The fitan, the trials, are presented first to the heart, one after another, like a mat, like layers in a mat. Now, if we keep doing, exposing our hearts to these fitan, they become corrupt. There are two types of fitan. The first type is fitan al-shubuhat, the fitan, the trials pertaining to misconceptions regarding the religion, al-bid'ah, issues with tawheed, al-irja, al-khuruj, al-khawarij, يعني فكر الخوارج, the ideology of al-khawarij. Multiple people who have misconceptions regarding principles of the religion, regarding the religion, like Sheikh Shinawi mentioned, because they want to believe that, because they are driven by the love for the world, so they justify these misconceptions, and sometimes they actually go and search for them. So this is the first type, and this is actually very dangerous. That type, اللي هي فتن الشبهات, the fitan, the misconceptions pertaining to the deen, are very dangerous, because normally the people don't recognize them. He actually believes that this is the religion. وهذا, this is confirmed by the statement of Sufyan al-Thawri رحمه الله, when he said, البدعة أحب إلى الشيطان من الكبيرة. Being indulged, engaged in innovations, in bid'ah, is more beloved to Satan than you being involved in a major sin. Because everyone knows that it's a major sin. But innovations, normally, you already believe that this is the religion. And they give him that beautiful parable, and I have seen this with my own eyes, that when you give a cat a piece of meat, the cat eats it next to you. But when the cat snatches, the cat runs away to eat it somewhere else, because the cat knows that it's not lawful. بَلِ الْإِنسَانُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرَةٌ وَلَوْ أَلْقَى مَعَذِيرَةٌ. My subject tonight is not of the first type of fitan. My subject is in the area of the second type, which the scholars, they call it fitanu shahawat. Fitan pertaining to the whims and desires. Something that you desire so much that you end up doing it over and over and over again, non-stop, until it kills you. Again, I love these parables that Sheikh Shinawi always throw, like a battery that is no good anymore. You still have to charge it in order to have a living phone, but yet it doesn't get charged. Some people, they keep doing the wickedness over and over again. Ibn al-Qayyim said, because of ilful ma'asiyah, because their nafs became accustomed to the sin. They do not enjoy the sin anymore. It does not give them the pleasure that they used to get years back. They don't enjoy it. But this is part of me. Ilful ma'asiyah, wal'ayadu billah. I hate to be pessimistic. That's not the style of people. You know, we should give hope. And again, the verse is beautiful. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ. Indeed, in the revelation, there is shifa. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah used two words. Shifa means remedy, cure. Rahmah means immunity. That if you follow the Quran and the Sunnah initially, you will not fall into these whims and desires, into these major sins. But if you happen that you've fallen into them, then the first word takes over is shifa, the cure. Brothers and sisters in Islam, a lot of the Muslims, By the way, brothers and sisters, some of you may assume that it's only males who watch pornography. Also, women do watch pornography. Some of them, they think the impact of this act ends by going into the history and delete history. Then she's done, he's done. No. It's an everlasting impact on your nafs, on your family. And people like ourselves, we get that side of the story. How would you imagine a sister calling you, "Dear Imam, my husband didn't have a relationship with me, and I'm trying to be nice here, since 6 months. He sleeps with the computer." I'm just quoting you what we hear. You see, the act of pornography is associated with masturbation. Or, here is the thing, my husband doesn't arouse, and I'm sorry, this is a very, it's a reality. This is what's happening. And please, if you have kids, just take them out, please. I don't excite him anymore. I wear all these nice things and he doesn't get excited anymore. He doesn't. But when he watches these virtual videos online, he is. Shinawi also, I'm using as a reference. He told you that happy what? You called what? Happy what? Dopamine. What is it? What name did you give it, Sheikh Muhammad? Happy what? You said happy what? The dopamine? The happy what? The happy chemical. You see, you're not getting the point here. What is the happy chemical? There is a substance in the brain. We as Muslims, we should not wait for medicine to validate our religion. But it feels good. You know, when the Prophet ﷺ said that if a fly dips its wing in your cup, dip the other wing and drink, we should go with that. But I think it feels good to know that there is a wisdom behind it. So getting medicine to validate our deen is beautiful. There is nothing wrong with it. They tell you that when you watch these actresses, these actors, these people are paid to do this. They are not normal. She is not. You should watch her, dear brothers, when she wakes up in the morning. She is dressed to act this scene for you. It's not normal. So when you watch these clips, what happened? The brain produces that happy chemical which the scientists or medicine people, the people of the medical field, they call it dopamine. Dopamine, that's how it's called. That causes the arousal of a man to be able to have a relationship with his wife. Now, his wife is not going to play that Barbie on the clip. She is not, regardless of what she do. She's a poor girl. She's been working probably in the kitchen the whole day, taking care of the kids. These guys are making a living out of this. You don't understand the industry. That's an industry. It's industry actually that more money than the, I heard the NFL. Can you imagine how many videos being uploaded into the internet? And the number of people watching, it's an industry. It's business. It's work. But it destroys families. And I want to tell you something. There is a country called New Zealand. You know New Zealand is not a Muslim country. It is not a Muslim country. You know that they banned pornography. They actually put some filtering software just to prevent their citizens from watching it, because they learned the serious, devastating consequences of such a thing. You go and watch this, all right? You get that arousal easy. You don't have to work with your wife. You don't have to flirt with her. You don't have to tell her, I love you, baby. You love me. You don't want to do that. You want it easy. You know, like they compare dogs and cats. They tell you people like to have dogs because you get easy love out of dogs. But cat, I think, or some cats, is it cats? Cats are hard to get their love. You have to work. That's the analogy here. Instead of foreplaying with your wife, now you want to just, that's called selfishness. Let's put it this way. So what happened? Your wife is not interested to you anymore. Your wife is not of interest to you anymore. Your husband is not of interest to you anymore. You want something else. And will it stop at this? No. You know, if you go back and watch the same video that you watched and cause you to arouse, it's not going to arouse you anymore. You need another one. And guess what? You need a better pattern. And you may find yourself watching sexual, what do you call this, that you would never even imagine in your life that you want to watch. Shudud, the same sex, and you find yourself going into. Because what? Because what's happening? You need to carry on with this. That's the danger of it. Why do Muslims get into this? In my opinion, the first reason is being, and I want to use the word ignorant, but you know, I don't want to be disrespectful to any of you, being unaware of these consequences. A lot of the people, they think that the consequence or the impact of watching that video ends with turning the screen off and deleting your history away from the Google. Even though, you know, Gmail is governed mail. They know that. You know that. Even if you delete it, it's saved with the government. And now you got what? You got Donald Trump now. He's gonna... You gotta be mindful. They think that it's over. You know the second most silly reason, a lot of the brothers, and you hear this amongst the youth, I'm not married, and I want to learn how it's done. You see, in America here, these are young men, especially youth, Muslim youth, especially Muslim, I want to find out how is the process is done. They call it sexual education. How it's done. I want to watch how it's done. Or one of the most interesting excuses, it's better than adultery. The lesser of the two evils. Instead of me committing adultery, going and having sex with another unlawful woman, let me just do this. And all of this will lead to your destruction. I say to the brothers who would say that, especially the youth, I will do this until I get married. You know what? You're not going to be able to get married. Because you're already married. You're married to these clowns on television, on the screen. This is the type which will satisfy you. Any other woman will not. Will not. So, brothers and sisters in Islam, another reason which is obvious, a statement that is famous out there, النفس إذ لم تشغلها بالطاعة شغلتك بالمعصية. You have an animal, and I'm going to use the same word that he used. You see, I was listening to you. You have an animal inside you. An animal. If you don't keep that animal busy with doing good things, that animal will take you to do wicked things. What happened to begin with? All these brothers and sisters who find themselves into this pattern of life, which is a secret world that you only know. You see, this is a very private world that you find yourself into, and you're going to be extremely protective of it. Sometimes the wife finds out, she catches you. She comes and reports you to the imam. She's lying. Come on, man. She is lying. Why would she lie about this? Come on, come on. Let's deal with the issue. She's lying. I'm not doing it. It's a world of your own that you develop inside your bedroom, inside your basement. Maybe you go up the roof, wherever it is, wherever there is Wi-Fi. It's a world of your own, but very dangerous world. Inside you, there is an animal, a nafs. We know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, Ya ikhwa, وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. The nafs is ready to go both ways. Now, not occupying your nafs with the halal stuff, with the salah, with the ibadah, with the recitation of the Quran, with the dhikr, your nafs needs to be occupied. Your nafs is going to go into this stuff. And this is one of the other reasons. Of course, weakness of faith. If a person has faith, and again, all of these contribute to the same issue, that your iman is not there. Knowing that Allah watches you regardless, knowing that the government watches you regardless, what about that? Okay. Can you imagine if you know that there is a third party out there watching this? ضعف الإيمان. تقوى الله سبحانه وتعالى. But also, I think there is another reason for it, which we have to admit too. Not having harmony with one spouse, especially brothers. He always argues with his wife argues with him. He has that sexual drive and he wants to fulfill it. And this is the way to do it. Instead of me going and apologizing to her. And so not having a good accord, basically, good relationship with your spouse, or marrying someone that you're not attracted to begin with. And this is where actually you're supposed to marry someone that you're attracted to. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم when المغيرة بن شعبة رضي الله عنه في سنن النسائي came to him and he said, يا رسول الله, O messenger of Allah, I proposed to a woman from الأنصار. هل نظرت إليها? Did you look at her? الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم is not just looking at, لا, look, see, does she have what you like? Does she have what you like? These are all reasons, brothers and sisters in Islam, which may lead to this. What are the cures? How can we come out of this? I want to tell you something is not easy. Is not easy. It's extremely difficult. Why? Because you're trapped. It's addiction. You're sick. The person is sick of it. It's a sickness. It's a disease that you need remedy. You need treatment. You need rehab. You need to work hard on it. Especially if it is done for a long time. And I always like to use this parable, which was used by multiple Ibn al-Jawzi and others. You know the sponge? If you have a sponge, and if you place an ink pen on that sponge, and you keep it there for a while, what is going to happen? The ink is going to penetrate the sponge. It's going to go inside. Can you easily remove that ink out of the sponge? No. You have to keep washing it, washing it over and over. You have to keep it in water. Ibn al-Qayyim said something, the water here is the tears of regret. The tears of regret. This is wrong. Every time that you go back to it. It's not easy. But everything can be easy if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you. The first step, brothers and sisters in Islam, like I promised, I don't want to prolong this, towards remedy, is to admit, stop being in a state of denial. Stop. If you're doing it, admit it to yourself and admit it's wrong. And you know what? A lot of the psychiatrist now, because الأصل في الذنب عندنا يعني by default, if you sin, you're not supposed to disclose the sin. يعني كل قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, كل أمتي معافى إلا المجاهرون. All my ummah are entitled to the pardoning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except those who disclose their sin. But a lot of psychiatrists, they actually said, you should reveal the fact that you're addicted to this to one person. Preferably your spouse. Or preferably if you're not married to someone that you're close to. That you know that they're not going to disgrace you. They're not going to look down upon you. And brothers and sisters in Islam, please, don't misunderstand me. Don't misunderstand me here. Don't you dare think that this person is bad. If someone comes to you and tells you that, listen, I am involved in this, don't look down upon them. Don't. We have hadith Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu an, that a man used to be brought to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam so often to be flogged. He was guilty of a kind of addiction, not necessarily pornography. He was drinking intoxicants. So they used to flog him. As he was being, or while he was being flogged, one of the companions said, لَعَنَهُ اللَّهِ, may Allah curse him. He is often brought over and over. He doesn't repent. The Prophet ﷺ said, don't do this. Don't help Satan against your brother. Actually, the Prophet ﷺ said something very interesting about this person. Abdullah ibn Himar, he said about him what? إِنَّهُ يُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. He loves Allah and His Messenger. So yes, you may find someone who is involved in this act, but he loves Allah and His Messenger. He's addicted, he's sick, he can't help it. If your husband, your wife, your spouse, your very best friend disclose the fact to you that they are involved in such act, don't look down upon them. Rather, help them now. They throw in the responsibility upon you to help them, to give them the help that they need. Brothers and sisters in Islam, when we say confessing the fact that you're doing this, that means to break in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to remorse, to regret that this is wrong. Don't justify it. Don't say, I can't help it. It's very easy accessible for me. It's very tempting. Don't say that. Say it's wrong. Even if you go back to it, say it's wrong. You see, if you find an excuse for doing it, you're actually playing in a very tricky area here. You may be halalizing it for yourself. والاستحلال والجحود مكفرات. When a person makes halal what is haram, knowingly, This is unrestricted takfir هنا. Knowingly. يخرج من الملة. When he rejects the command, al-juhud, knowingly, not out of faulty interpretation, he leaves the fold of Islam. For what I'm trying to say is, your first step towards cure is to admit that you're doing this, and this is wrong, and you want to change. You want to do it. Number two, brothers and sisters in Islam, don't despair. Don't despair. Regardless of how much you go back to it, repent after every single time. Repent. You see, what are your chances now? That death would come to you while you are in a state of repentance, which is good. But you staying on it and saying, I'm going to plan to do it tonight or tomorrow or the day after, what happens if the angel of death comes to you while you are having these plans in place? مصر على المعصية. مصر. That you're insisting on committing a sin. Abdullah ibn Abbas has a statement that when you insist upon a sin, even though you may consider it minor, it turns into a major sin. For the message here, repent, repent, repent. Number three, and the last for the sake of time here, brothers and sisters in Islam, is find what triggers this. Normally, and I came across a study that is very interesting, a lot of times what triggers this is you going into websites that are not related to that subject, but they trigger you. They remind you of this. So you need to stay away from that. These websites, even though these websites are not explicitly designated for such materials, but they are the entry. You need to stay away from this. Ideally, place your laptop, computer in the living room. If you're weak by yourself, give your password to someone else. You cannot delete the history without that person. Now, you're looking for treatment. You're looking for cure. Bring a big screen and put it in the living room. And don't turn it this way. Make it open. Everybody could see you, what you're doing online. That's one way to go about it. But again, if you fall short again, and you fall again, go back and repent. Even though you're trying, go back and repent. Go back and repent. Brothers and sisters in Islam, يعني الانشغال بالطاعة, being busy with the recitation of the Quran, volunteering, keeping your time busy, and so forth. Some of the people are actually triggered by this, or triggered by, triggered to do these things by the fact that they are depressed. I'm depressed. Or I'm having a problem with my spouse. All of these. So this is an individual kind of, approach. Each person has his own triggering variable. So you need to find what triggers you to go into that area to begin with, and find a way to cure it, inshallah. جزاكم الله خيرا. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت. أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. والحمد لله رب العالمين.